High Peak 1.
Ross Provard and Joseph Chamberlain.
Hey, this is Ross.
And this is Joseph, and we're here at High Peak 1.
We're going to discuss the interests of our generation and whether these are good or bad for you.
These would be sports, films and social media, which are very relevant with this generation right now.
So let's start with sports. More specifically, football. As you know, the 2026 World Cup is around the corner, and we have some facts to get you excited.
Yep, I can say I do love the World Cup. I've come to football a bit more when it's the World Cup or Euros. Unless we lose, then I'm not really into it.
Yeah, well, even though I love the Lions, you got to admit that there are some crunching teams out there. So this year, it's anyone's game.
Yep, and this one actually has more teams than any other before. In fact, this time we have Uzbekistan for the first time.
Wow, Uzbekistan? Oh God, how did they manage that? Who've they been paying to get in is my question.
Well, I believe the reason why is because this year we actually have 48 teams instead of the usual 32.
Interesting stuff. Does that mean more matches being played? Oh, because I'd love to see that.
Yep, naturally we're going to have 104, which is a lot more than 64.
Oh, that would be great. Might be a lot more viewers than the normal amount then.
Yep, be sure to be tuned in for the biggest sporting event ever. It's Shakira.
You're a good soldier, choosing your battle. Pick yourself up and dust yourself off and back in the saddle. You're on the front line, everyone's watching. You know it's serious, we're getting closer, this isn't over. The pressure's on, you feel it. But you got it all, believe it. When you fold it up, oh, oh. And if you fold it up, eh, eh. Tamina, mina, sangalewa. Cause this is Africa. Tamina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Tamina, mina, sangalewa. This time for Africa. For Africa. Samina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Samina, mina, sakalewa. Anawa, ah, ah. Samina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Samina, mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
I'm well on my journey, biggie, biggie, mama. 1 A to Z. My teeth are still on my journey, biggie, biggie, mama. From East to West. My teeth, waka, waka, my eh, eh. Waka, waka, my eh, eh.
Shakira of Waka Waka, this is Joseph and Ross back again at High Peak 1.
You know what I've just been getting into again?
Do tell.
Snooker.
Have you?
Yeah, the Crucible's just been. Oh, and I've got to say, John Higgins is a wonder to watch.
I'll tell you something. I don't know much about snooker, but I know you know a lot, Ross, so I'll let you be the lead.
All right, then. Back to the Wizard of Wishaw, John Higgins. He was born 18th of May 1975. Guess we'll see him in the National History Museum soon, then.
Ah, so just like a fossil, he's old but interesting. So anything else about the fella, or no?
Well, he turned pro in 1992, and he's won four World Championships in 1998, 2007, 2009 and the best year, 2011. And he was awarded an MBE in 2008. That's a heck of a career.
My days, he is doing well, isn't it? We'll see you very soon. It's Proclaimers, everyone. I would walk 500 miles.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
But I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. The money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk.
Be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home,
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
Proclaimers with 500 miles. Welcome back, this is Ross and Joe bringing you rugby news.
I don't mind rugby if I'm honest. Not really my cup of tea, but if I had to get into it, I wouldn't mind.
Well, for me it just seems brutal. But millions tend to watch the Six Nations, so I might be wrong.
For those, myself included, who don't watch rugby or have much knowledge on the game, the Six Nations is an annual rugby tournament with teams from England, France, Ireland, Italy, Scotland, and Wales.
I don't tend to watch it either, but what I've heard is that England and Wales have the most titles of 39.
On the other end of the spectrum, since Italy joined the Six Nations in the year 2000, Italy themselves and Scotland haven't won since.
And now we have a clip for you from the infamous New Zealand chant, Haka!
Iconic chant the Haka there. This is Joseph and Ross back again, now on the subject of films about musical legends. most specifically the newly released in cinemas, Michael.
Well, yeah, these films we're going to talk about have done extremely well in the box office and raising awareness for the icon.
Michael specifically is approaching $600 million in the box office. The film chronicles Michael Jackson's life from his early childhood in the Jackson 5 to the Bad Tour in the late 1980s.
And did you know, in the Michael movie, the actor is his nephew? Oh, talk about a coincidence.
I didn't know that. But that does make sense since I haven't seen the film, but I have heard brilliant things from it.
In my opinion, the best scene was the end scene during the Bad Tour. Oh, it was elite.
I bet it was. But speaking of bad, here's Bad by Michael Jackson.
Your bird is mine, okay, you're right. Just show your face, brought in. I'm telling you, on how I feel. Wanna get your mind, don't you dare. Jump on, jump on, get on me.
That was absolutely awful. Only kidding. It was Bad by Michael Jackson. Absolutely incredible piece of music. This is Joseph and Ross back again now discussing Elvis.
Yeah, well, this one was viewed by millions as the king of rock and roll was portrayed on the big screen. as it grossed $228 million in the box office.
Well, no wonder he was considered the king of rock and roll. I mean, his voice was genuinely incredible, which explains Elvis's biggest fear, which was losing his voice. I mean, the very thing that brought him to fame and got him so relevant today.
Well, that would have been a shame. However, Austin Butler portrayed this brilliantly. As someone who's watched this film, he captured Elvis brilliantly.
Well, going back to Elvis, he was born on the 8th of January in the year 1935, so he would be 91 today if he was still alive. He had many hit songs like Hound Dog, In the Ghetto, and Can't Help Falling in Love.
And now we have my personal favourite, Elvis's Can't Help Falling in Love.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
Falling in Love by Elvis, amazing song. The only issue is I can't help falling in love with his amazing singing voice. Vision Joseph Ross back again now discussing the Queen, Freddie Mercury, of his film Bohemian Rhapsody.
It was a while ago when I last watched this film, but from what I remember, it's a biographical drama show celebrating Queen and their lead singer, Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, and since it was telling the story of Freddie, it would have obviously contained his songs. And no matter how good Rami Malek was, I really bet he was as well, I've seen some clips, but in order to truly replicate Freddie's voice, they would have needed some voice lines from Mercury as well as Mark Martel.
I mean, this film, which grossed $910 million in the box office, which, by the way, is the highest grossing biographical film, won four Oscars, one of them being Rami Malek's performance, which is no surprise.
Absolutely, I've seen clips of it. Well, anyway, going back to the man, the myth, the Queen himself, Freddie was born on September 5th, 1946, so he'd be 79, soon to be 80 if he was still alive to get today. However, sadly, he did contract AIDS and died a day after announcing it. Luckily, he died surrounded by loved ones, and he lives on in song.
Yeah, well, his iconic Live Aid performance was widely considered his best performance, featuring the likes of We Will Rock You, Radio Gaga, and Bohemian Rhapsody. But now, we have got for you Another One Bites the Dust by Queen.
Let's go! He walks merrily down the street with the blue pull way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, hey. Hey, we're gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Bites the Dust by Queen. Sadly, the song is over. But now over to Ross with the news.
On DAB.
Smart speaker.
And Freeview Channel 277. This is High Peak One News.
Thank you, Joseph. First, let's have a look at the local and national news. Dua Lipa has sued Samsung for $15 million over use of her image on TV boxes.
And now for some sad news, Shakespearean actor and Star Wars actor Michael Pennington has died at the age of 82.
But now, some global news. An Indonesian guide led a hiking group up Mount Dukono volcano, and then it erupted.
And to finish things off with a new disease that's getting a lot of attention right now, the hantavirus that quarantined a Dutch cruise ship after it disembarked to Tenerife. Now on to the weather.
High Peak One.
Weather.
The weather begins with no sunshine today,
with the temperature at highest 10 degrees and the lowest of 4 degrees.
Heading into the weekend, raining in showers with the sun hiding,
with the highest reaching 16 degrees and the lowest reaching 8 degrees. You can find more information on the weather on our website. That's all for today. Now on to the subjects of social media.
High Peak One.
Now to start with social media, we're going to discuss what I like to call the OG social media. The king of online videos, I've nicknamed it, YouTube.
Wow, that's some high praise to start off. Why is it so good then?
Well, for starters, YouTube gives users so much choice. You can post videos of basically essentially anything. You can easily find whatever you want to watch. You can watch sketches, long-form content, short-form content, gaming, music, reaction videos, news, basically anything.
Yeah, but young kids can easily view explicit content, and bullying can happen in the comment sections.
Yeah, that is true. Hence why YouTube did take responsibility and created YouTube Kids. But going back to music, YouTube shows so much variety, and music videos often gain so much views, often billions. In fact, Pink Fong's Baby Shark has over 16 billion views. So they made YouTube music. Anyway, here's Dominic Fike with Baby Doll.
I can't move on, baby doll. Waiting on calls, flipping through stations. I'm outclassed, it's outrageous. I'll take it all, baby doll. Whatever's been weighing you down. Find me on Miami concrete, looking for somebody different, cause my daddy was a pimp. My mama had issues, but I miss it anyway. Baby doll, please don't call me for the wrong reason. We both know exactly what I'm thinking. Weeks pass and I never grow tired, cause I never said never and I barely ever lie. I'm on the road to an original place and out of space. I didn't make it up, but you can't find it on a phone or a globe. And I can take you with me if you really wanna go. Oh, baby doll, can't move on.
I can't move on, baby doll. Waiting on calls, flipping through stations. I'm outclassed, and it's outrageous. I'll take it all, baby doll. Whatever's been weighing you down.
Baby Doll with Dominic Fike. This is Joseph and Ross back again on the subject of social media. We're now going to discuss TikTok.
TikTok is great for so many reasons, as you can keep up with current trends and communicate with friends in a fairly safe manner.
It's also very easy to post. However, on TikTok, it's not hard for young audience to find explicit content, and bullying is very common in the comment section, which is the case for a lot of social media platforms, but TikTok it's notably worse, as it takes a lot of reports for it to be flagged or even removed to make a difference.
That aside, lots of great music and sound circulates throughout the app. For example, one you've all heard of, Ordinary by Alex Warren, which is coming up next.
They say the holy water's watered down, and this town's lost its faith. Our colours will fade eventually, so if our time is running out, day after day, we'll make the mundane a masterpiece. Oh my, my, oh my, my love. I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary. I want you laying me down to the dead and buried. On the edge of your knife, staying drunk on your vibe. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we of your knife, staying drunk. up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found something so out of the ordinary. You got me kissing the ground, sanctuary, trying to be with your touch. Oh glory, turn me to dust. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found
Ordinary by Alex Warren, one I absolutely love. This is Joseph Ross back again to wrap up the subject of social media with Instagram.
This app must be doing something right, as it has a billion monthly active users. Maybe this is down to how easily communities are made and how entertaining Instagram Reels are.
Instagram also has very visual storytelling. The sad factor of all these great qualities of Instagram is it's very addictive. It also doesn't do a good job at hiding your privacy, because the privacy settings are known to be hard to find and very complex.
Well, also, Joe, did you know that Instagram is the seventh most visited website, with 14% of all users going on it as a source of the news?
I didn't know that, to be honest. I thought basically 100% of users went on it for, like, entertainment, or, like, to see what's trending, like games or songs.
Well, yeah, you would have thought that. Anyway, speaking of music, now we have Back to Being Friends by Somber.
Back to Being Friends by Somber. This is Joseph Ross finishing up for today with a great discussion on sports, films and social media, all having a great relevance in today's generation, and chances are, will in generations to come.
What was your favourite fact today then, Joe?
Mine was probably Uzbekistan joining the World Cup for the first time, because they're allowing 48 teams rather than the usual 32, allowing 104 matches rather than 64. So what about you, Ross? What was your favourite fact of today?
Yeah, well, watching all the teams play, especially Uzbekistan, will be interesting. But I still think that it's very cool that Jafar Jackson is keeping his uncle's legacy alive.
Yeah, the King of Pop will never be forgotten, and his legacy truly will be lived on with the help of Jafar in this great film. Anyway, this is Joseph
and Ross
at High Peak One, and we're signing off for today.
High Peak One.